in the running for some great prizes. Also, Beth Heindorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, is here. We're going to talk about Halloween at the zoo. That's coming up right now. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump says the FDA will notify physicians to advise pregnant women not to take acetaminophen for pain.
So taking Tylenol is not good. All right, I'll say it. It's not good.
The administration links it to increased risk of autism in children, despite a lack of evidence. Medical groups are pushing back. Board-certified internal medicine physician Dr. Shoshana Ungerleiter.
First, I would say to concerned parents or parents-to-be, you are not going to cause your child to have autism by taking Tylenol. You deserve science-based guidance and not fear-mongering. Autism is complex. No single medication explains it or fixes it.
Jimmy Kimmel will be back on late-night TV tonight, almost a week after he was suspended for his comments about Charlie Kirk's assassination. Correspondent Matt Piper.
Disney says the show was suspended to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for the country. But some TV affiliates still won't air it, with Sinclair Broadcasting saying it will preempt the show, replacing it with news programming.
President Trump addresses the UN General Assembly in New York this morning for the first time since his re-election. Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer.
Everybody is wondering which global issues he will take a stand on. They could include Israel, Palestine, and the push, or maybe the lack of a push for a ceasefire, the war in Ukraine, and those on-again, off-again tariffs.
The White House says the president will meet with Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky on the sidelines. Some overseas travel is a mess again.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. Travelers flying out of Heathrow Airport are being warned to expect delays checking in. That's if their flight is going at all. It's the same story at Brussels, Berlin, and Dublin. A ransomware attack on the software that allows airlines to share check-in desks and gates is causing misery for a fourth full day.
Russia is denying any involvement with drone flights that forced Copenhagen Airport to close its airspace for 4 hours overnight. Sean Combs' lawyers are asking a judge to go easy on the rap mogul when he's sentenced next week. CBS's Michael Wallace has the update from New York.
In a new court filing, the music mogul's lawyers suggest he get no more than 14 months in prison, more than 12 of which he's already served. They point out the jury acquitted Combs of the most serious charges against him, sex trafficking and racketeering conspiracy. He faces a maximum of just over 7 years for transporting people across state lines for prostitution.
Dow futures are up 9 right now. S&P and NASDAQ futures each down 4. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A tree on fire spread to a Sturtevant apartment complex late last night with people evacuated. South Shore fire crews and Sturtevant police were the first on the scene of the incident just off Highway 20 near West Lawn Park at around 11:30 last night. Initial reports were that a tree was on fire, which spread to a building. There's no word at this point of any injuries. We're working on learning more. A Racine County crash yesterday left power lines across Highway 11 and sent one man to the hospital. Kansasville Fire and Rescue say a flatbed truck went off the road, hit a culvert, and rolled into a utility pole, knocking it down before coming to a rest in a yard. The truck was wrapped up in power lines. The driver was wearing a seatbelt and managed to get himself out of the wreck. He was taken to the hospital with injuries not life-threatening. Traffic along Highway 11 was shut down for several hours during the cleanup yesterday. Fewer kids showed up in Kenosha Public Schools this fall. Officials say it's part of a trend that's been building for years. The state-mandated third Friday count puts KUSD enrollment at 17,799, a drop of just over 700 students from last year. The district says it expected fewer students, pointing to declining birth rates since the late 2000s and growing competition from charter, voucher, and private schools. The 10th grade alone dropped by more than 130 students, tied to fewer birth rates during the recession. The state will now use those enrollment numbers to decide how much funding KUSD gets from state and local sources. Racine Unified numbers aren't yet available. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
The Crew and the Padres tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It'll be another late night on the West Coast for the Brewers as they take on the Padres for game two of their three-game series at San Diego's Petco Park. The Padres right-hander, Randy Vasquez, on the mound for San Diego against lefty Bruce Zimmerman, getting his first start for the Brewers. Game one finished after midnight here as the Padres won 5-4 thanks to a walk-off RBI single from Freddie Freeman in the bottom of the 11th. That clinched the spot in the playoffs for the Padres. They're fourth in the last six seasons. The game ending past manager Pat Murphy's bedtime.
Good baseball game. You know, pleased with our guys. They came out to play hard, and they played hard the whole way. Padres got a really good team, and they were resilient, and give them credit.
NFL, the Packers face the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. Cowboys receiver CeeDee Lamb now out a month after suffering a high ankle sprain in their loss to the Bears in Chicago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there, because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise mostly cloudy skies today. Some lingering instability could lead to a stray shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. High temperatures right around 70. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows near 60. Currently, it's 62.
Whales must have poor body image. Can you imagine having a part of your body called a blowhole? And it's on top of your head? Do you think when whales get older, they have less control over their blowhole? They're just in the middle of a normal conversation. What do you say? You and I grab some plankton. Excuse me. This is so embarrassing. I was just in the Indian Ocean and my stomach really can't handle it. The old whale geography diarrhea joke. Coming in handy. You always hear number one killer of whales, mankind. You know, as if there's tons of competition. Let's take a look at the leaderboard of whale killers. Still number one, mankind. Number two, the pelican with the machine gun. And a distant third, the lion on a jet ski. Back to you, Bill.
And guess what it's time for? Our Civic Media Multi-State Text to Win Contest at WRJN. Here's how it works. You download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already. It's a free app. Just go to the App Store or go to WRJN.com. Download the app, and then you'll see a list of all the Civic Media stations on there. Go to WRJN, click on it, and at the bottom, I want you to text the keyword RIVAL, R-I-V-A-L. That's how you spell it, right? Yeah. RIVAL. Text the keyword RIVAL. Get it to us, and you'll be in the running for the daily prize, which is a $200 cash thing. I was going to say a $200 bill, but that don't matter. $200 cash and a gold jewelry necklace. And also, you'll be in the running for the tickets, the club level tickets to see Green Bay and Minnesota in Green Bay. And that's coming up in November sometime, I think around Thanksgiving. So, again, you got the jewelry, the $200, the daily prize. You got the Green Bay, Minnesota tickets, the club-level seats. We're all playing for those today. So text us the keyword rival, R-A-V-I-L, R-A-V-I-A-L. What am I saying? Yeah, R-I-V-A-L. Get us that keyword this hour. We'll keep reminding you throughout the hour. You only have until 8 o'clock to do it, and then it's all over for the morning show. All right, let's say good morning to Beth Heindorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo. Halloween is at the zoo already.
Yeah, we got lots of stuff going on.
When I fill up at the gas station right across the street, I see that big pumpkin you got. And the kids must love walking through that pumpkin.
Yep. We are setting everything up for jack-o'-lantern nights. We've got a lot of, well, today we'll finish setting up. We'll probably take another 5 or 6 days. It's just, it's got a big space that we have to decorate. So pretty excited about it. That's going to be very, very fun. We open on the 2nd of October and we go through the 31st. We're open Thursdays through Sundays from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Last entry is at 9:30. We'll probably have, our guess is about 23,000 people, 23,000, maybe 24,000 people go through jack-o'-lantern nights.
Is it rain or shine?
It is rain or shine.
Yeah. Now, you don't dress up the animals and...
We do not. No, we've got a lot of pumpkin display vignettes this year. We're working with a new company.
All those people that dress up their dogs.
Well, some of them are so cute, though.
Do you think they like it, though? You look at their faces, it's like, please. Now, we used to dress up our dog for the parade when we used to be in the parade here. And St. Patrick's Day, Christmas parade, and also the 4th of July. We gave him a hat to wear, like a 4th of July hat. Then he had the thing with the stars coming out of his head. He was good about it. You know, he put it, and you can see in his face, please don't make me wear this. Don't make me, please. Okay, so you said you have a new company doing it this year, huh?
Yeah, we're partnering with a new company. We're still working with Traditions, for the lighting part, but all the pumpkins came from another place this year. So it's going to be fun. We're very excited about it. Lots of little vignettes throughout the whole walking path.
I love that Chinese lights thing you did.
That was 19.
That was good. Yeah. I saw another zoo was doing that, but you did it first.
There are multiple zoos across the country that do.
I know, but you guys did it first.
We were one of the first. That's
you guys
true.
Put it together first. And that was you know, when I walked through there during the Chinese lights, I'm trying to figure, where are all the wires for this thing? There must be somewhere because I don't see them. And the lights were spectacular. I still have all the pictures on my phone. We took a ton of pictures. Even the big pagodas, the buildings and everything, all lit up with those lights. I don't know how you did it.
It was a labor of love, man.
Now, you had a company do it. You didn't do it.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, they had to be experts and they had to lay all those wires down. I wanted to see those circuit breakers the first time you turned it on. Pop, 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 pop.
No, actually, it was all good.
Really?
It was all good. We worked with a lot of great power. Boehm Electric helped us get it all done. So,
all right, so let's talk about, it's called October, B-E-A-R, Fest. And it starts Friday the 26th, 6 to 9 o'clock. Now, what is October Fest?
Well, think about Oktoberfest.
Right.
But we always have to have an animal twist to it. That's why there's a bear in it, October Fest. So it is beer tasting. We'll be up by our pavilion area. There's a bunch of German beers. In fact, all of the beers are German beers this year. There'll be the Stein holding contest that people can participate in. We've got some wonderful food from Red Onion. We'll be doing the food this year for that. Yeah, so that's always included. Food's always included in our events. And it's just going to be super fun at 6 to 9. You're hanging out, drinking German beer, listening to a polka band. So it's just a super fun way to kick it off for our fall. But a lot of people have Oktoberfests events throughout
the area. But nobody's got an Oktoberfest.
Except us.
That's
exactly.
Right.
So it's this Friday. Tickets will go on sale or go off sale tomorrow at 5. So if you want to go, get your tickets now.
Oktoberfest. You know, I always felt funny when you eat at the zoo. Especially if you're eating, you know, meat. I know.
Good Lord.
It's just me. I just always felt bad about it. Not bad enough where I didn't eat. But just bad enough. But yeah, the zoo is Oktoberfest, and that's this Friday from 6 to 9. How do you get the tickets?
You go on to our website at racinezoo.org. Go to the tab on top that says events. Do the drop down. Click on the events you're talking about, and then you'll find the ticket sales right there.
Okay, but the big promotion for October is Jack-O-Lantern Nights. And this is not only for the kids, adults love it too.
Absolutely.
It brings back, bring back childhood memories.
Yeah, it's our nighttime event. It's from 6 to 10, Thursdays through Sundays. Last admission is at 9:30. And so you can come to the zoo during the day, but we kick you out. And then you come back. You can come back again at 6. And it's, you know, it's about a, you know, half a mile to 3/4 mile walk through all the vignettes. And it's really super fun. Well, we close and then we open a night event two separate times coming into the zoo. So it's really super fun. I love the vignettes this year. We've got a carnival. We've got Princess Castle. We've got a train. It's just a very different way to look at the pumpkins. We work with a different company this year. Still our same lighting company, Traditions, is helping us out, and we're getting it all set.
It's always
day.
Spookier at night. I don't know why.
We don't do spooky. We do family fun.
I don't need to do spooky.
I don't like spooky anyway.
I get spooked by pumpkins. You know, we used to, when I was a kid, under the lights, we had a street light right in front of our houses. And around Halloween, we always brought out the scary stories, the frightening stories. Yeah. And so I always remember that.
Yeah.
You know, it's always,
well, that's kind of what Halloween is all about, is to be more scary. We like to be more family fun.
Quick story. We had this house. It was on the block in back of us. And there was a hand in front of the window all day long. And it was a old woman's hand. And we were frightened by it. Ever tell you the story?
No.
We were frightened by it. And we were looking at it. He said, oh, she's dead. She's in the window. So I'm telling my father. My father said, it's not an old woman's hand. She's not dead in the window. My father said, get in the car. We went in there. We pulled in front of the house. He had to walk through somebody's backyard. He dragged me there. He said, it's a flower in a vase. But it looked like an old woman's hand. And I went back and told the kids. And they said, no, it's an old woman's hand. It was right around Halloween. No, it's an old woman's hand. I said, no, my father showed me. It's a flower in a vase. He went schlepping through somebody's backyard show me the hand.
That is crazy.
We're talking Halloween at the zoo this year. The Racine Zoo, Beth Heidorn, Executive Director, is here. More with Beth coming up in just a moment. Got more events to talk about. Just quickly, again, we got our multi-state text-to-win contest going on right now. Download the Civic Media app. It's free wherever you get your apps. Go to WRJN.com if you want. Download the Civic Media app. Look on the list of radio stations. You'll find WRJN somewhere on that list. Click on it and text the keyword RIVAL, R-I-V-A-L, R-I-V-A-L. Text that to us. You'll be in the running for the daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. Also in the running for the Green Bay, Minnesota tickets up in Green Bay coming up in November. You'll be able to win those club-level seats. But first, you got to download the app, the Civic Media app, and text that keyword RIVAL to us, all right? 717, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And now I've got Pete with the beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. With all the negativity and polarization in the news lately, it appears that TV viewers just want to watch people dance. Dancing with the Stars premiered last Tuesday night and pulled big numbers with almost 6 million viewers. That's a big improvement over last season. There was also a big uptick in the votes cast by viewers, with 21 million total for an increase of 163%. The real reason for the rise in viewership, according to critics, is star power. If you're still watching Disney, check it out on Tuesday nights. Speaking of Disney, if you're upset about Jimmy Kimmel Live being suspended by Disney and ABC, check out Last Week Tonight on HBO. It is an absolutely brilliant show, both funny and informative. Fresh off his Emmy win for Outstanding Scripted Variety Series and Outstanding Writing for a Variety Series, John Oliver went after Nexstar and Sinclair for cozying up to the FCC. During the episode, Oliver, self-deprecating as always, said he fully expects to be deported back to the UK. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cool down and perk up at Main Street Bakery, where iced coffee dreams come true. Craving a refreshing boost? They have the bold cold brews and creamy caramel lattes to match your mood. Start your morning strong or treat yourself to a midday pause. Anytime is the right time. Pair your drink with a light, summery sweet treat to turn any break into a mini celebration. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Autumn has settled in the Union Grove, and the season just tastes better at Just Brew It. Step into a warm, fall-themed lounge where every sip feels like home and the air is filled with scents of the season. Caramel apple, pumpkin spice. Just Brew It has all the flavors that make chilly days warm and satisfying. Stay a while, catch up with a friend, or grab your go-to beverage. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Open 6 to 4 on weekdays and 7 to 2 on weekends.
How can you free your team from time-consuming office tasks? Amazon Business. Smart business buying tools enable buyers to find and purchase items fast so they can focus on strategy and growth. Free up your teams and focus on your future. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
Hi, Dorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, is with us. So many events going on in October. You know, a lot of people slow down when the summer's over. It seems like you guys pick up steam.
We love fall. I love fall. We love fall at the zoo, for sure.
And you know what it is? You can't slow down at the zoo. There are animals there.
That's right. Still got to feed them. They don't slow down.
They need medical care. They need food. Exactly. They need to see people walking around. I was telling Beth that my Arctic foxes weren't white when I went through there. They were brown. I looked at them, I said, oh no, I don't know why I expect to be white. I know it's a winter color for them.
Right, and then they'll change back to white.
But they don't shed the fur, it just changes?
Yeah, they shed, they still shed but they will, it just changes color. It's like your hair, think about it. You got a little gray going on, and
I know.
You got a little black, so it's the same thing.
This is the first gray coming in. Whoa, was I nervous about that?
It looks very stylish.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
I look like an old coot.
Oh, stop. Okay.
Okay, our next event is Old Fashioned Cocktail Night. This is coming also in October, the beginning of October.
Yeah, it's always the first Saturday of October, so this year it's October 4th. It's from 6 to 9, and it's just our way to celebrate the Wisconsin's classic cocktail of an old-fashioned. And this is a competition. This is one of our competition events. So we have a variety of bars or restaurants that sign up to make the best old-fashioned cocktails. So the guests get to taste each of the cocktails, and then the guests will vote We also have judges that will also vote, and then we vote on the best garnish as well. So it's a nice little healthy competition between the different places. Right now we've got Buckets Pub Second Round is a competitor, Bourbon Chronicles, Waterfront Warehouse, Red Maple, MKE, Taste of Soul 262, Chart Room Restaurant. We just added Butcher and Barrel yesterday, and then we've got a couple of other pending competitors, so we'll see what's going on with them.
She can get my daughter. My daughter was a bartender at one time.
She can. You can come and make cocktail, but you're going to be serving between 250 and 300 drinks in that time frame. So you've got to be able to have a partner with you so that you can crank and bank these, because our guests will, and we can go as high as 350. So we'll see what.
Well, she also lives in Florida, so it's kind of tough.
She can always fly up to see her dad and then come over and be
email
a competitor. Right.
Email
just
the
never
drinks.
Know. Yeah, email the drinks. But it's going to be super fun. We do this every year for the last, I think, 5 years. I think.
And the age limit is?
You've got to be 21 and older.
Okay. 21 and older. I remember I was dating a girl once, and so I lived in New York, and I was 20 years old in the Manhattan. Some of these clubs, 25 and older.
Oh, I did not know
and
that.
She was 26 with her friends, were 30. And I said, please don't card me. Please don't card me. I don't want to be embarrassed. And they never did. I didn't drink, but I just went in. But I said, please don't. It's going to be embarrassing. And they didn't for
okay,
some reason.
Well, that's good. You got in.
Boo at the Zoo coming up. This is the big trick-or-treat event.
Yeah, that is on Saturday, October 25th. It is campus-wide. So there'll be cookie decorating. There's pumpkin decorating. We'll have bounce houses for the kids. We have our knock-knock doors, where we have six of those that will be set up throughout the zoo. And well, kids can knock on the door, and a friendly volunteer hands them candy. And then we also have a variety of business booths that come out to hand out candy or pencils or whatever it is they want to. It's like a trunk or treat. And we usually have around 30 to 35 other businesses that come out also to hand out candy to all the kids and talk to the parents and all of that kind of stuff. So it's a really great way to trick or treat safely during the day. It's from when we open at 10. We close at 4. Last admission is at 3:30. And it's our last really big family function where we'll probably have, depending upon the temperature, between 3 and 4,000 people on property that day. In that time. Oh, yeah. It is crazy busy for Boo at the Zoo. It's just a fun family event. A lot of multi-generational groups come out. And then we have a grill going on and our grill. And then we have a pop-up grill over by our train station. And then people can see the displays for Jack-O-Lantern Nights during the day. Of course, because we don't take those down every day and put them back up. So it works out really great. I love Boo at the Zoo. It's just the decorations, the costumes that the families wear, and that usually they get all together and everyone in the family is a theme of what that family is, and they're just super, super cute. So come on out. Boo at the Zoo is a big tried and true event here at the zoo, and that is the 25th. It's always a Saturday.
Little Explorers preschool classes. What are these? I never heard of these.
Yeah, those are our preschool classes for age. They're 2 and 3 year olds with kids and their favorite adults. Sometimes it is a grandparent. Sometimes it is the parent. It really kind of depends on. It could be the nanny. It's just a variety of different people that come out. But it's a fun event for the kids. You sign up and you can come for an hour and a half. For 2 to 5 year olds and their caregivers. So there are different, this year we've got, you can sign up for all 4 of the fall events, or you could sign up for just a couple or just one of them. You get crafts, you get story time, you get to see an animal. It's just a really good time for kids that young to start to learn to become stewards of the planet and to learn about animals and get connected to wildlife and wild places. So it's just a way to start early, and you start them at age 2.
Wow. Quick review. We've got the Oktoberfest, like Oktoberfest, but only the Racine Zoo has Oktober, B-E-A-R, Fest. And that's coming up this Friday from 6 to 9. Cocktails German-themed, obviously.
German-themed, absolutely.
Gotta be German-themed.
We got a polka band as well.
The big event, Jack-O-Lantern Nights. This runs the month of October, from October 2 through October 31. And this is a big one. Now,
it's a big one.
Now, this is a special nighttime event.
Yeah.
So if you coming at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you got to get out when the zoo closes.
Absolutely, at
like 4 o'clock.
Yep.
And then it reopens again.
Yep.
And
It's $10 for age 3 and older, 2 and younger is always free at the zoo. You buy your tickets right at the gate. Go on in. Probably 23 to 24,000 people will be enjoying Jack-O-Lantern Nights this year. Very excited about it. It's different. It's a variety of pumpkin vignettes throughout the zoo, I guess.
And you enter through that giant pumpkin at the door. I see it when I pass by Main Street.
I know, it's super fun.
Old-fashioned cocktail nights. That's Saturday, October 4th from 6 till 9 p.m.
6 to 9, yep.
And you get to vote on the cocktails?
Yep, you get to taste all the different cocktails from the competitors and then place your favorite vote. And we've got judges that also vote. So you've got the people's choice, the judge's choice, and the best garnish.
And Boo at the Zoo, the Trunk or Treat. That's Trunk or Treat, not Trick or Treat, Trunk or Treat.
Yep.
The business booth will be out there giving away candy and all types of goodies. And that's October 25th. And the Little Explorers preschool classes. And that runs when?
That runs in the month of September, October. And then we have them every month. You just need to check on which months work for you, which dates work for you. Those are Sundays and Mondays. And then different themes for each of the kids. And then the crafts and the animals and everything is themed to what they're talking about that particular day. Have the 2 to 5-year-olds come with their favorite adult. It works great.
Don, you sound like a marble salesman with a mouthful of samples. Didn't understand what you said. So how do they see this on the website?
You go to racinezoo.org, and at the top there's a bar, and you can drop down for events, or you can go to education and get into the preschool classes, see everything that we have going on, whether it's the animals or about us or you name it. Just go to those and then just do the drop downs. Get your tickets ordered. They go quick.
And if you missed any of our chit-chat, you can hear it again when we podcast our chat tonight. Or tomorrow morning, it'll be on our podcast at WRJN.com or wherever you get your podcasts. It's always fun having you in here.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it.
You got to bring in an animal like the guy on Johnny Carson used to do from the San Diego Zoo.
Yep.
Remember him? Rob Emery or something like that?
Joan Emery.
Joan Emery is a woman. Yeah. But there was also a guy who used to do it, too.
Yep.
And I forget. And they used to bring in the animals, and they used to nip at Johnny's ear when he put him on the shoulder, and that was kind of fun.
Yep.
Okay, thank you, Beth. Beth Heindorn, Executive Director of our Racine Zoo. You got to get out there. Not every city's got one, but a lot of events coming up in October. Again, check it out at the zoo website or just listen to our podcast again. We'll talk about it, WRJN.com. Don't forget, our keyword is Rival. Rival, download the Civic Media app for a multi-state text-to-win contest. All you have to do is download the Civic Media app. Look for WRJN on the list of Civic Media stations, which is getting bigger every week. And click on WRJN at the bottom. Text the keyword RIVAL, R-I-V-A-L, R-I-V-A-L, RIVAL. Text it to us, and you're in the running for $200 cash and gold jewelry today. And also for those Green Bay, Minnesota tickets up in Green Bay in November, club-level seats. Right now, 7:31. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Like most other districts, Kenosha is seeing a lot fewer students. Kenosha Unified reports 17,799 students this year, down from more than 18,005 last year. That's a drop of over 700 students. The district released their third Friday count yesterday. Racine Unified hasn't done that yet. Kenosha Unified officials say the decline comes from both lower birth rates and more families choosing options outside the district. State funding for KUSD will now be calculated using the new numbers. He was already headed to a trial for gun and drug offenses in Racine. Now more charges are stacking up. 32-year-old Alfonso Wells of Racine was arrested during a traffic stop last Tuesday in Sturtevant. Officers say they found drugs, drug paraphernalia, and a loaded gun on him. Wells had been out of lockup on a $1,000 bond since March, tied to 10 earlier felony charges from last year. That includes felony possession of a weapon. This time, he's again charged with being a felon in possession of a firearm, carrying a concealed weapon, possession of narcotics, and other charges. He's being held in the Racine County Jail awaiting a court date. And Highway 11 was shut down in Racine County yesterday after a flatbed truck rolled over and snapped a power pole. Emergency crews say the truck launched off a culvert, slammed into a pole, and ended up being tangled up in power lines. The driver got out on his own and was taken to the hospital with injuries that aren't believed to be life-threatening. It happened about a mile west of 45 on Durand. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold, in loving memory of Don Halber.
Wisconsin is home to some of the most innovative agricultural research groups working to better the industry for the future. One of these groups is the Michael Fields Institute. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and recently the Institute added Chuck Andaris as their policy director. He is here to share what the overarching goal is for his new position. We'll listen into that right after this.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Now let's listen into Chuck Andaris giving us a look into what his overarching goal is.
Kind of the overarching goals are, we want policies. We want the way I think about policy, basically to back up, is like the policy context that people live within, kind of, it doesn't determine what's possible, but it determines what's likely, essentially. And so the kind of policy context that we're in right now is the most likely outcome, say, for like a dairy farm has been for the last generation, is to go out of business.
Chuck Andaris, the new policy director at the Michael Fields Institute. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at the markets right after this.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets are moving. The downward slide continues to start the day with cash new crop corn down 1.25 at 420.5 and cash new crop soybeans down 3.75 at 10.07.25. December wheat is down 1.5 at 509.25. Classy milk is also seeing losses with October contracts down 12 cents at 1674 hundredweight. And November contracts down 14 cents at 1621 hundredweight. Taking a look at the markets from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise mostly cloudy skies today. Some lingering instability could lead to a stray shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon. High temperatures right around 70. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows near 60. Currently, it's 62.
My kids are really lucky. They have all four grandparents in their lives, and they see them all the time in person, but they also see them all the time on FaceTime. They're interacting with them every day. It's so unlike how I talk to my grandparents. My dad put me on the phone with my grandmother once a year, the way a kidnapper would put a hostage on the phone with the police. He would say, say hello to your grandmother. I'd be like, hello? And then he'd grab the phone back. He's like, now you know the boy's alive! Put $5 in a birthday card and leave it under the highway overpass.
Boys there, Don and Phil, wake up little Susie. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms today with a high near 72. Partly cloudy now. A little bit of sun coming through, 63 degrees at Radio Park. And we are smack dab in the middle of this hour of our multi-state text to win contest at Civic Media and WRJN. We have our keyword for you. Let me tell you how this works again, in case you're just tuning in. Download the Civic Media app. It's real. It's easy. It's free. Just go to WRJN.com or your app store, wherever you get your apps. Download. It takes a few seconds. Then look at the list of Civic Media stations there. We got a lot of them now. Go to WRJN. Click on WRJN, and you'll see a space for a text. Type in the word rival, R-I-V-A-L. That's our keyword this hour, rival. R-I-V-A-L. Type it in, text it to us, and you'll be in the running for our daily prize, $200 in gold jewelry, and also for our grand prize, it is club-level seats to see Green Bay in Minnesota, in Green Bay. I think it's in November, around Thanksgiving. So, yeah, so get that to us right now. Text the keyword rival, R-I-V-A-L. You have until 8 o'clock to do it. Then every odd hour throughout the day, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 p.m., so you can do all of them if you want. Yeah, just text it to us. Your chances are greater at winning if you keep doing that, all right? Sounds like a lot of fun. Wish I can do it. I'd love to enter that contest. Hey, do you ever have a moment that makes you feel like you're in a horror movie? A new homeowner discovered an old rag doll behind a wall, which is scary enough, but it gets worse. The rag doll had a note where the doll introduced itself as Emily, and it said, I killed the original owners. It ended with, I hope you have knives. Sleep well. The homeowner's friends were spooked, but said they weren't bothered by it. The doll was found in an area that was recently renovated, so he thinks it was just planted there a few years ago as a joke. He hopes it was planted there a few years ago as a joke. It's a horror movie. That's how they make them. 7:43, local news. Timeless hits on your Tuesday morning with the Turtles. Here's you, baby.
From the time I fall asleep till the morning comes, I dream about you, baby. I feel all right, 'cause I know tonight I'll be with you, baby. And who makes me feel like smiling?
They say candy is sweet, but it just can't compete with you, baby. You got everything I need, and nobody can please like you do, baby.
Nobody but you.
And who believes that my wildest dreams and my craziest schemes will come true?
Dig out the turtles, you baby. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Don't forget, we're in the midst of our multi-state text to win contest. Download the Civic Media app. Look for WRJN. Send us the keyword rival for your chance to win some really neat prizes. They are good. All right, here's some daily habits and how they affect your life expectancy. This is kind of scary. Watching 2 hours of TV a day cuts your life expectancy by 8 to 10 months. I got to cut out those Dateline episodes. They're 2 hours. Eating one serving of red meat a day cuts it by 14 months, and drinking 2 or 3 cups of coffee increases your life expectancy by about a year. Seeing I don't drink any coffee, that's a problem. This hour and every morning, I shouldn't say just this hour, every morning the morning show is brought to you by the nice folks over at Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union believes a strong community starts with strong partnerships. That's why they've joined forces with local nonprofits and community-focused initiatives to make a lasting difference together. Marine Credit Union passionately supports families in need, helps people build financial confidence, and strengthens the neighborhoods we all call home. Let Marine Credit Union chart your course forward, one step at a time. Learn more today at marinecu.com or visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required. Insured by NCUA.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H invites you to enjoy their sensational Bavarian cream Kringle. It has a dark chocolate brownie filling, layered with Bavarian cream, which is a blend of custard lightened with cream. It's topped with vanilla frosting and garnished with dark and white chocolate curls. O&H Bavarian cream Kringle is superb, so get one today. Enjoy scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambert Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address has Wabanon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you.
feel like you wanna cry. Oh, girl.
So tell me when I'm speaking, cause even you know though you may be thinking, and I know that you've been cheating.
Buckingham's kind of a drag. Local news, timeless. It's a WRJN. You only have 9 minutes left to download the Civic Media app and get us that keyword to win some great prizes like $200 in jewelry. That's our daily prize. And also our grand prize, club level seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota in Green Bay. So download the Civic Media app. It's free wherever you download your apps. Then look for WRJN. Click on WRJN at the bottom. Download the keyword Rival, R-I-V-A-L, and text it to us, R-I-V-A-L, Rival, get it to us, and you'll be in the running. You only have about 8 minutes left to do it, so do it now. Don't wait, all right? Okay. 68% of us think kids should get an allowance for doing chores. On average, people say they should get this, $6.28 for mowing the lawn, $2.66 for walking the dog, $2.07 for cleaning their room, and $1.90 for taking out the trash. Let me tell you something. And I hate to sound like an old buzzard. I got 50 cents to mow the lawn. And I thought, first of all, my father said, I shouldn't pay you anything to mow the lawn. It's part of your living in this house, free of charge and eating our food. But at the age 12, I started mowing the lawn. But he did pay me a little bit. Not a lot, but he, you know, made an offer. And I took it. It's 7:52. It's 8 minutes in front of 8 o'clock at WRJN. Ah, from the movie of the same name. Here's Georgie Girl. Here come the Seekers.
Hey there, Georgie Girl. Swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there
inside you.
Hey there, Georgie Girl. Why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try? Or is it the clothes you wear? Those dowdy feathers and fly a little bit. Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change there'd be. The world would see a new Georgie girl. You can't always run away.
Don't be so scared of changing and rearranging yourself.
It's time for jumping down from the shell
a little bit.
Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change there'd be.
Got the Seekers, Georgia Girl. It's 7:54. Local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. All right, this is odd but true. Michelin tires. They got into the business of reviewing great restaurants for their Michelin guide back in 1900. You know why? so people would drive further to eat and need new tires sooner. Sneaky, but it was pretty clever. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Right now, partly cloudy, 63 degrees right here at Radio Park. I've got the Ides of March vehicle, local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN.
Hey, well, I'm a friendly stranger in the black sedan. Oh, won't you hop inside my car? I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. You got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Well, if you want to be a movie star, I can take you to a Hollywood. But if you want to stay just like you are, you know I think you will really should. I'm your vehicle, baby. Great God in heaven, you know I love. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now I'm sure you know that I love you. I need you. I want you. I get to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love. God in heaven, you know I love you.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN on your Tuesday. It's our big flash sale. That's right. It's our WRJN Big Deals flash sale running for another hour. Nothing hits a spot like solid comfort food from Aramillo's home cooking. Aramillo's home cooking. Dig into sizzling tacos, savory Spanish rice, and all the staples that make this Racine hidden gem the go-to for authentic Hispanic cuisine. Now, have until 9 o'clock to go to WRJN Big Deals at WRJN.com. Get $20 in food from Aramillo's home cooking. I'm looking at $20. For $10, it's half price. Whoa, that flash sale runs only until 9 o'clock this morning right here at WRJN.com and our Big Deals tab, all right? Washington Square, the Village Stoppers, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. It's exactly 8 o'clock.